We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's a Tigers caravan, and we're so proud to have a couple Tigers in the studio with this morning. Spencer Tumball, C. Joe Crone, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
All right. So you guys are getting geared up. I mean, you're going to Florida in, what is it, like a month from now? That's it? You're heading down?
No, I'm heading down next week. I'm probably going to go down like the 3rd.
You're going down already.
Our report date's like the 11th, so just like a week.
Pitchers and catchers always
go early.
You
have to get there early, I know. But man, that time's going fast.
Are you kidding me? The way the weather is right now, I'd go today.
Yeah, but it's cold down there right now. You've been hearing about that. They've warned about iguanas falling from the trees, you guys. So be careful when you get down there, okay?
Okay.
I like the look of the baby like,
that's
okay.
Crazy.
Have you never heard of that?
I heard it, but that's the first time I've ever heard of anything like that. That's crazy.
I know. They kind of like get really cold and fall asleep or hibernate and then fall from the trees. So.
Hey, as far as the season goes, CJ, a lot of pressure on a guy like you because you're in a position that Miguel Cabrera made absolutely famous in Detroit. Do you ever feel that pressure when you're standing there first base, the designated hitter role?
Well, he's still on the team, so not really. I'm honestly more excited to meet him and kind of get to know him on a more personal level than just seeing him trot around the bases against me, it seems like. I'm super pumped to work with Miggy. Like you said, we play the same position, so I'm sure I'll pick his brain quite a bit. And I'm super excited to be his teammate, and I can't wait to meet him.
Yeah, tough season last year for you guys. When you're looking ahead to a new season, what type of expectations do you go in with?
I think you just have a positive outlook, and you just know that you put in the work this offseason to get better, and you believe that all your teammates did as well, because we know everybody did. And so we made some great additions to the team this year. So, and we got, you know, some young guys coming up too. So I think just a whole year under our belt can only go up from here.
Yeah.
So what should fans look for this coming year that's going to really just say, oh, yeah, these Tigers are in it to win it?
It's a great question. I
think
wins right? For sure. Wins are coming. Wins are going to be great. Yeah. I think that's the number one thing. Just we're all going to compete the same way we always do. Like I said, I think having such a young team before is tough, but I think now with a little bit more experience under our belts, we'll definitely should only help. I think we have. Like I said, I feel really good. So I know all the other guys I've talked to also feel really good. So I'm excited for the year. I think we're going to have a really good year.
What does an off-season look like for you guys? I mean, people go, hey, are you just out playing golf and having fun? It sounds like no. You guys, you know, make sure that you stay in shape and get ready for the season. So what does it look like?
Yeah, honestly, it depends guy to guy. It's no secret that 162 games is a long chunk of them, and some guys come out unscathed, and some guys, like myself, I guess, had a few injuries. So I actually had surgery this off-season, but I'm good now. So I had a lot more rehab, a lot less golf, unfortunately, because I do love to golf. So yeah, it goes from guy to guy. You kind of got it's kind of your time to sit back and really just kind of refocus and get ready to go for the next year. And each guy, depending on the circumstances, is a little bit different.
Now, CJ, you kind of get dropped into a new city like here in Detroit, and you've been to a few. How do you make yourself at home? I mean, do you have to ask the guys where do you go for the best food? You know, where's the best golf course? I mean, you have to learn all these things.
You do. Like I just said, with the 162, there's really not a lot of time in a season. I think we get 3 off days a month if we're lucky. So it's really just, for me now, it's just meeting my new teammates. And that's kind of the bonds I'm trying to make here out here at the caravan, along with meeting all the new fans. And, but like you said, the first question I asked, hey, where are you guys living this upcoming season? Because I need to know some areas. I need to get this thing going. It's a lot of just getting yourself familiar with the area and trying to learn it as fast as possible.
Well,
yeah.
Well, Jason would tell you to come downriver. That's the only place to live, right?
Though there's plenty of places to live, trust me. Don't make downriver your first choice, right? That's where people settle.
No, Jason.
I will tell you, though, the Detroit Athletic Club is the great golf course, though. If you
all right, I'll keep that in mind.
Absolutely. All right, so you guys are getting ready to head down. Just give us an idea of spring training. How many weeks are you down there for? I know you go early, you mentioned.
I'll go there. I'm just going to go like a week early, but we're there from our first day for pitchers and catchers is the 11th. And then I think first game of the season is the 26th of March. So a little over a month and a half.
Yeah.
All right, well, go Tigers.
And opening day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the block party going
on. It's always cold. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, honestly. It's like 35.
Last year wasn't that bad.
No?
No.
Yeah, it was.
It was.
It wasn't that bad.
How tough is it for a pitcher on cold days?
I mean, I don't love it, but it's just part of it. Especially playing for Detroit, you just know you're going to have to deal with it. So kind of a mindset. You just pretend like it's not cold, even though you can't feel your hand, but it's all good.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, you've got the 100-degree days or 90-degree days, and then the real cold days too, right?
Yeah, it's not my favorite. I don't really love pitching in the snow, but it is part of it. So,
well, look at the bright side. Iguanas never fall on you in Detroit.
Yeah, we got heaters in the dugout, so you just get through it and then get back in the dugout
exactly.
And get warm.
Yeah, good. All right. Well, guys, thank you. Thanks for dropping by.
Good luck this season, you guys. Thanks for stopping in. Appreciate it.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers. This is the year.